So let's take you into Chicago, into high school. You enjoyed high school there in Chicago?
No, I just started there, and I went to Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. And graduated in what year?
1952.
And then you're on to college?
Yes, University of Wisconsin in Madison.
And what was your degree in there?
I got a degree in marketing and accounting.
The Korean War was on 1950 to 53. Do you remember hearing about it?
Well, I was more than here about it. In order to earn a little money while I was in school, I joined the ROTC at Wisconsin. When I graduated, I had a service obligation, the Army, for 8 years. I had like a 6 month for sure, and it could be a 2 year active duty versus 8 years reserve. My graduating class of about 40 men in basic officer training, a colonel came in, and the Korean War had really stopped. The firing had stopped. They hadn't gotten all of the agreements and arrangements for the peace yet. And the colonel wanted 12 of the 40 lieutenants to volunteer to go to Korea. I was thinking if there was an opportunity maybe to go to Germany for a 2 year assignment with the army there or other places, I might have done that. But to go to Korea wasn't something I was really interested in, even though they weren't fighting. And he really pushed very hard and got quite upset because he didn't get the volunteers right away. He kept on, and then he started threatening, and he was going to put this whole class up in the Arctic. But finally he got 12 volunteers, and he was glad and left. Then I ended up taking an assignment in Fort Eustis, Virginia.
You didn't volunteer.
I didn't volunteer for Korea, but I had to put my active duty time in. That's when I got assigned to Fort Eustis, Virginia.
So then the total in the military, you did?
I did 6 months active duty, then 7.5 years reserve.
All right. But after you graduated from the University of Wisconsin in the year?
56.
1956. What did you do then? What was your first job?
I had two offers, one from Ford Motor Company, one from General Motors, and two were in the retail area. I did not interview for accounting, although that was my fallback, was to become a CPA. But the other, like Ford and General Motors, were things that had more of an interest to me. When I got offers from both those two, plus two large retail chains, one in Milwaukee and one in Chicago, I decided to take the Ford job, even though it was $25 a month less than the GM offer, because the GM offer was in their electromotive division. You know, at that time they were making components for large trains and locomotives. And the Ford offer was in what they called their special products division, which was a new division that they were putting together, but no one really knew what the product was going to be. So I took that, and I was there for about 6 months when I got my actual call up, when I left to go for active duty for 6 months. And then I came back to Ford after that.
But your degree was in accounting and marketing.
Yes.
So you had those two areas then to use for a prospective employer.
And I started at Ford in accounting.
Okay. You must have come out of school with high grades. And if you did, say yes.
Yes, I did.
Yes, because you're attractive to GM and to Ford.
Right.
Did they often come to the University of Wisconsin looking for people?
Yes, they did.
Okay, so they came looking to you.
Correct.
Okay.
I took those interviews at the university.
All right. So then your first job with Ford Motor Company was what?
As an accountant in a general accounting office for the special products division.